Those difficult circumstances you're dealing with right now, how do you see them? As insurmountable or as an opportunity for God to do the impossible? A shoe salesman was sent to a backwoods part of the country to work. When he arrived, he was depressed because everyone went around barefooted. So he emailed his company, "No prospect for sales. People don't wear shoes here." Later, another salesman went to the same territory. He too immediately sent an email to the home office, but his read, "Great potential. People don't wear shoes here." It's amazing what a difference attitude makes. For years, my husband has had a sign in his office that says, "Don't tell me that it can't be done. Tell me how we'll do it." Sometimes what we need to do is simply get our eyes off the difficulties and focus instead on what we can do to improve or solve a situation. But most times we need something more. Beyond the difference that a positive attitude can make, we need God's help. Being positive about a situation will only go so far, but God can do what we cannot do. Jesus himself said, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." William Carey is known as the father of missions because of the missionary work he did back in the 1700s. He once said, "You have not tested the resources of God until you attempt the impossible." I like that. It challenges my faith. In fact, if you want to bolster your own faith, look up his biography sometime and you'll find that he proved by his life that God can do the impossible. Today, when you pray about that impossible situation you're facing, don't worry that you're asking too much. Pray big prayers, because we have a big God, one who can truly do the impossible.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.